That's why when I said, you know, the example of being caught up in the world, in a biblical concept, living in your sin, dude, it's the same thing. Unless you really understand that you are caught up with sin and living in the world, you're not gonna need to go to God for help. You're not gonna need God to rescue. You're not gonna need to ask God and pray to God, hey, like, I need help. Like, I really need your guidance, because, you know, it's a distraction. It's a noise. It's the devil's trick, bro. The devil plays that trick on people to capture them and their attention, to be occupied, so they don't turn themselves to God. They don't turn to things that are actually meaningful. Because, look, social media, in today's life that we live in, dude, we live in a comfortable world, yet people are so depressed. We live in a world with such abundance, bro. Really, if you look around you, we live in such abundance, yet there's so many people probably, if we had to take the statistics on, you know, the depression, it's going up. Why? It just doesn't make sense, right? It's a contradictory thing. People didn't have the things that we do now. People didn't have the technology. People didn't have the advancement. People didn't have the things that we have, the access to things we have now. They were more happy than we are. They were less depressed than we are.
Because you're simple.
Why is that happening? Well, one, yeah, it could also...
Sometimes simplicity is better than...
Always. That's exactly. Too much complex is what keeps people distraction. That's what keeps people occupied all the time. And that's why I said it's a devil's trick.
Like,
you're always constantly in dopamine, constantly in pleasure. And you're trying to fill that void that's never going to be filled unless you have that relationship with God. Unless you have that peace with God. Unless you understand that it's not these worldly things that's going to fulfill you. Because everything has an end. I think that's why it's a very important thing for a person to sit down and say, okay, I'm doing this in my teenage years or in my adulthood, but everything eventually will come to an end. I will pass away. That's a scientific fact. That's a reality. Everybody eventually dies. You know, we don't live forever unless you're saved. But you know what I mean? And you have to ask yourself this question. If what I'm doing on this earth will eventually come to an end, the money I make, fame, anything, the materialistic that I have in this world will go away. What's the point of me doing it? At least make it worth it. You know what I mean? At least understand that what you're doing, you know, by putting that time and energy into things that you're getting, such as money, is worth it. You don't want to live your life in a way where, you know, you're constantly chasing something that will end, and you know it will end, but you're so scared of not having it that you keep on chasing it. You have like blindfolds on, just keep on going away that you really don't know where it's going to lead, yet you do because you know it's going to end eventually. So having that connection, having that relationship with the Lord is you understand that it's never going to end, that there is going to be that eternal relationship, that eternal life with the Lord. But all these things on earth will eventually perish. It will go away. So when you have that peace, when you have that, you know, joy, happiness, that faith, you walk your life very different. You walk your life peacefully. You walk the life with meaning, with purpose, that everything you do has a meaning to it. It's not wasted. It's not thrown away. It's always going to be worth it. Not even if it's not on earth and people will misunderstand you, if people push you away, if people turn their backs on you, God will never turn their back on you, because God gave you that purpose to go and do meaningful things. He gives you that meaning. And no matter who understands it, no matter who tells you you're doing good or bad, God is speaking to you. And I'll be honest, that's when I found God. The time I found God was when I cut off people in my life. Drama. I had a lot of drama in my life. When I cut off the drama, cut off some people, you know, didn't really listen to, dude, in every time I would sit in the car, what's the music I put on? Now, I have a drive to the gym, 20-minute, 30-minute drive, no music, nothing, just literally me, myself, and God. You know what I mean? Prayers, that's what prayer is, right? Like, you just praying without any type of input necessarily. You know what I mean? It's with yourself. It's, you know, that personal relationship that you have that you can't necessarily just show somebody. You can't just physically say, oh, look, God right next to me, you see him, that type of thing. You can't say it, but you know it's there. You have that personal relationship with him. And like I said, when I cut out all these stuff and I was with myself for the most part, and I like seeked for God, I could hear him, that type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, people ask questions like, what do you mean by hearing? Like physically hearing, that kind of stuff? Like, no, your soul and your heart like speaks to you. Like you can literally listen to yourself, and somebody doesn't have to tell you what it is that you're hearing. Somebody doesn't have to tell you what it is that you're going to do. Nobody has to necessarily tell you, okay, this is the way to go. Like you already know it. You sense that you have that purpose. You have that connection, right? The Holy Spirit. And you both understand really well what I'm saying, but it's just that the audience who is listening to us, that part might be confusing, but I think that's on another level. If you're caught up with the world and distracted, and there's so much noise in your life that you don't even get quiet time for yourself, what I'm saying now about that relationship with God, I think is not going to make sense. But when you separate yourself from that noise, then you will understand that you can have that personal relationship with the Lord, but you got to let go of some things. You got to really put things down, and you got to push things out in order to live with him. You know what I mean? Even if it means to be completely alone. Mm-hmm. And we all went through that. I know that for sure.
Exactly. It's a challenge to yourself that to find something greater than just what's in the world. Like, mm-hmm. simple as they need to let go of that feeling of waking up and being on their phone, which is an easy thing, because the hard part is putting your phone aside for an hour and do the other things that need to be done in the morning. That's a hard thing, right? It's also a hard thing to say, like, actually ask yourself, right? It's like, what does happen after I die? Like, like right now you're living, you can breathe, you can eat, you can drink, you can see your friends. Like you're kind of almost in, like, your mind not being present, but you are, like,
physical, alive, living in reality.
What happens when you die? Like, how can you imagine, like, you know, because everybody has an imagination on what like how they can imagine things, right? So, like, how can they imagine when they're going to die? If the answer is like, oh, I'm just going to die, I'm just like, whatever, like, then it doesn't make sense. Like, for me as a believer, knowing that we're going to be in heaven, like, they're just like, how can you just die and there's nothing?
Right.
Like, how, like, you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense because it's not true. I mean, we know it's not. And I mean, it's a fact that it's not. I mean, they can believe that it is, there's going to be nothing. But, you know, believing one thing and being, and something being true is another thing. You know what I mean? You don't have to believe if it's true, but I mean, it is true. So it's like, you have a choice to believe what's true. You know what I mean?
Right. Almost.
I don't know how to say it, but just what it is. At the end of the day, it's making a choice. You have to think and, like, actually be, like, ask yourself questions, you know, that's the best thing you can do. Otherwise, like you said, they're never going to find the answer. Yeah, they can listen to you,
but seek for an answer.
Exactly. Yep. They need to think down and, sit down and think about it.
100%. What do you think, Mike?
I agree. Well said.
Yeah. To be honest, like, the whole episode, our main message is to really, if you had to go step by step, remove yourself from noise, remove yourself from distraction. Remove yourself from the input. If you're getting too much input, cut it out. Sit down with yourself and, you know, be able to analyze things within yourself peacefully and alone without anybody else necessarily telling you what to do, necessarily telling you why you're thinking the things that you do. Solve the problems. Ask yourself a question. You don't have to get an answer right away. Ask yourself a question. Okay, what is my purpose? What is my calling? Why am I unhappy? You don't have to get an answer right then and there. Seek for an answer. Live your life and understand why there are some holes in your life and how can you fix them. You know what I mean? And like I said, there's always a void that needs to be filled. It's just what you fill it with. We all have a void. We filled it with God. I filled it with God. And now the void doesn't exist. The void has been filled completely for me. There are problems. That's a whole different story. There are problems to be solved. There are doubts. There are these things that you are struggling with, but that's not necessarily a void that you're trying to now fulfill by pleasure and dopamine constantly. You know what I mean? Like, problems are a good thing. That's how you grow. You're supposed to have problems to grow. But I think there's a big difference when it comes to going out of your way to fulfill your needs, that pleasure and dopamine, constantly, and think that it's fulfilling you when it's not. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can go party, but when you come home, why do you feel unhappy? If that's what's supposed to fulfill you, why does it not fulfill you? Ask yourself these questions and then come to an answer. There is an answer out there. And that means you don't have to party to fulfill something.
That means it's fake happiness. That's right. Why there's no answer.